This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Here now, Enrique Acevedo is a Univision news anchor. Enrique, good to have you here this evening. What do you think will happen when there is a showdown potentially at the border? You've heard how serious all of the Trump administration is about not letting these 600 people roughly cross.
Thanks for having me, Martha. As you pointed out, the caravan was never going to cross into the U.S. From the beginning, the plan was to reach the border and request asylum, and that is perfectly legal, suggesting that this group of immigrants was going to drive across the border Mad Max style, as the president did, is simply not true. We're not facing a national security crisis. We're facing a humanitarian crisis.
I mean, one of the questions is why? You know, why does Mexico allow all of these people to come through Central America, through their country, and in some cases encourage them to keep going and cross the border, instructing them about the best ways to seek asylum? Does that seem right to you, given the fact that Mexico turns back tens of thousands of people and has very strict border law?
Well, like you say, Mexico is working on enforcing its law, its immigration law, on the south portion of its border. But I think the public here in the United States needs to recognize that the largest factor driving undocumented immigrants into the country is not a weak, unprotected border. These immigrants are very aware of the dangers they face, and still they choose to risk their lives to provide a better future for their family. We used to call that the American dream, and now Attorney General Jeff Sessions calls it an intent to overwhelm our legal system.
So you're confident that none of these people are going to try to cross the border?
Well, they've said that their intention is to reach the border and then request asylum. They're mostly women and young children. Mm-hmm. They're fleeing violence in their home countries, violence fueled in large part by drug consumption here in the U.S.
I think Americans are very sympathetic to their plight. It's a question of legal immigration and illegal immigration. I want to put up one more quote by Vicente Fox, who said in 2000 there were over 1.6 million arrests, and in 2017 only 300,000. See, Donald, fewer and fewer Mexicans and Latinos want to go to your country. The American dream is dead. You have killed it. And yet, you know, I guess the question is, why isn't Mexico more welcoming? Why isn't Mexico providing an economy and a safe environment that these people who come across your southern border wouldn't want to go there and stay there?
Well, if we're trying to use Mexico as a point of reference to what we should do in the U.S., I think we're using the wrong example. I don't think we want to compare any of our decisions to what is taking place in Mexico, because Mexico treats those immigrants in the most horrible ways. And we've criticized that and we pointed that out through history. I think we have to look at our own history and the way we've treated immigrants in the past, Martha. And this is just not consistent with that. If we turn our backs on these people, if we keep using them as scapegoats,
there are people from all over the world. There are people from Eastern Europe. There are people who want to come to this country, and they have to go through a process in order to do it. And they are very upset that they have to go through the process. And yet, coming across the southern border is supposed to be a different set of rules. What would you say to them?
Well, I went through that process, so I'm part of that group of people who got in line and requested to come into this country legally. And these are also people who are trying to do that. Like I said at the beginning, they are trying to reach the border and request asylum, and that is perfectly legal.
Well, the debate continues, does it not? You know, how much is the United States' responsibility, and especially at a time, like right now, when we're still trying to get our immigration system back on track. It definitely leaves us vulnerable. And, we'd look to the Mexican government to help out, but they're not offering much solution. What they're doing is just passing through, is what it would appear. And meanwhile, it makes America look like we're, without a heart to help these people. But yet we've done what we can. And, of course, they'll come to the border, and there will be a process. But meanwhile, we've there has to be some sort of reason here. And that's the challenge, is trying to maintain some reason. Stay with us. The conversation will continue. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, there's so much to be talking about regarding the flow of migrants from Central America into the United States, and what is the reasonable approach here. And, of course, even beyond the reasonable approach, let's start with what is the truth. And I guess this is what's bothering some people, is that why all of a sudden are we getting this rush here? And it started out, if you remember, it was maybe about 1,500 people. Now we're down to maybe 800 or so. And as Attorney General Jeff Sessions said in a statement that he issued on Monday, saying the migrants and their smugglers had ignored the willingness of the Mexican government to allow them to stay in Mexico. Ooh, did you know that? He says, our nation has the most generous immigration system in the world, but this is a deliberate attempt to undermine our laws and overwhelm our system. This is what I'm saying here. You know, what is going on? That, you know, at a point when America is vulnerable and we're dealing with this, so now there are antithetical forces to really make it worse and more complicated by storming the border here. And part of the problem is America just needs to, you know, get their act together and have some courage and say, okay, we are going to abide by the rules that are in play. You know, what's happened, as we've discussed before, is that we've left ourselves vulnerable because we've abandoned those laws. This happens all the time. This is what creates chaos, is when you abandon the rule of law, well, enter chaos. And the immigration system is part and parcel of this. And, you know, California unhinged, all this manifestation of chaotic behavior is a direct result of our abandonment of law. You know, we are living in a lawless society, and somehow we want to claim the law when it's convenient, but other times when it's not, then it's a problem. But this requires courage, and I believe that, you know, like him or not, this is what Donald Trump is bringing to bear here. He's saying, look, at you know, everybody, you got to man up, you got to, you know, we have laws in play, let's, you know, honor the laws here. And people are, you know, they don't like that, because you got to keep in mind, as we've maintained, too many people for such a long time have gained benefit from the dysfunction of our country. They've been able to, you know, weave in and out and generate a lot of additional income because of our incompetence. And Donald Trump is a businessman, which is what we've wanted for a long time. We said, bring us a businessman, somebody who kind of can look at our government from a business standpoint, because we sit there and say, well, it's close enough for government work, my dad used to always say. And that's unacceptable. In a situation when you are in the public arena, you can't be close enough. You have to be right on. That's the demand of the marketplace. The marketplace places that demand on us. We can't just sit there and say, well, I kind of got you. A cup of coffee is kind of close to coffee. It will last long. You know, it kind of looks like a hamburger, you know, it's close enough. No, that's not the way the free market system works. And fortunately, we have enough of the free market system that pushes back against the idiocy of these antithetical theories. And I say they're theories because, and they come in. It's like we said with President Obama, you know, straight out of the, you know, coffee room, the lounge, the faculty lounge, is all this theory, you know, going around. I mean, don't you just wish we could have a camera and a microphone in these faculty lounges to hear how some of these liberals talk in academia? And then you wonder what's happening with our kids and why our kids are being indoctrinated, and they come back and, you know, we send them off and have to spend all this money for the first semester of college. They come back and they're indoctrinated within months. And they come and sit around our Thanksgiving table and with ideology they're spouting from some liberal professor, and you go, what the heck happened here? And we paid for this? You know, this is what's going on. But, you know, it's going to require some courage here for people to stand up and finally say enough is enough. The heck with your theory. I mean, let's look at the facts here. I mean, with all the negative information put out on Donald Trump, and it's a wonder, frankly, that Debbie Lasko won with all the negative information. I mean, anybody that comes along with, you know, wants to go along with Trump, it's like it's anathema somewhat. And I mean, it's a double-edged sword. I mean, it's not as bad as it was, you know, for Al Gore, you know, distinctly staying away from Bill Clinton when it was his demise, or even John McCain with George W. Bush. But, you know, the media has done everything they can to malign this president. But fortunately, the facts are speaking louder than their propaganda. But it's still, you know, it's quite surmountable when you think 90% of the media out there is putting information that's negative about one Donald Trump. Is it any wonder that people think, okay, well, maybe we made a mistake? Well, you think that until all of a sudden you look at your check and you go, wow, hey, I'm getting more money here. Well, you know, America is at the brink of becoming, in our lifetime and never before, energy independent. And dare we say, the possibility of becoming energy dominant. Could you imagine that? I mean, we have the resources. Many have said for a long time we've had the resources, and we have the technology, we got the wherewithal, we got the hard work ethic, we've got creativity, we've got great people working on this stuff that's advancing the cause for America, not only for America, but again, you see, what happens traditionally with America, is which is consistent with godly values. God blesses us, and what do? We bless others. And this is kind of a natural inflow, outflow in most cases. Yes, there's some greedy people that try to hold on to things. But by and large, the sentiment is that, boy, you know, you're blessed and you want to pass it on and you want to bless others. And this is what America has been known for, is that we've blessed others. So it's quite galling at this point, you know, getting back to the border situation when our border is being, you know, slammed the way it is that, as they brought up in Martha McCallum, is it fair for the people who stood in line and have done it the right way, all of a sudden now we have immigrants who are coming in. Now, it's one thing if, in fact, they are refugees. I mean, we have a refugee policy. That's one thing. But it's curious that right now, why now, what is going on that this is going on? Is this manufactured? See, that's the question. And that's what I don't know why they're not asking this, because that's what it all comes down to, right? Is this a manufactured refugee movement? Is this from antithetical forces that are saying, hey, we're going to make America look bad? And I'm grateful that the Mexican government said, hey, look, we'll allow them to stay in Mexico. But no, that's not good enough. And again, you know, with any kind of refugee situation, and what we're finding out, the truth be known, is refugees in the Middle East or anywhere around the world, where do they really want to be? They want to be close to home. They want to be where they're in areas where they're more familiar. Not everybody wants to come to America, maybe to get a little bit of relief. And you might say, okay, you know, it seems like it would be so much better there. But, you know, people relate primarily to the areas that they grew up in, you know, their neighbors, their culture, everything else. So by and large, it's not like you're going to have 100% of the people wanting to leave Central America to come here to the United States of America. You know, they love their culture. They want that to be realized. We need to continue to do everything we can to buttress their governments, to buttress, you know, their political process in such a way that will help them. But also, the local people need to get some courage, just like our founding fathers had courage to resist to resist things that were not for the good of all concerned. And we have America today. But all this is a process, you know, that has taken place. And for others, they're learning that it is a process as well. And we need to do whatever we can to support that. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
To you. To you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You gave your love, you gave your life. You gave your everything, and I want to give it all back. Give it all back to you. To you. You took the heart of black and blue, and people need to make you new.
It's all about you, ladies and gentlemen, just the way it should be, because your opinion matters. And in the search of advancing the conversation. We take it beyond opinion because, as we often say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. So that is our pursuit of truth and the facts to help you make a intelligent and advanced decision, because that's what's needed for a time such as this. Speaking of which, you've heard some, you know, here on this show with the Counterculture Mom. We've talked about this. And I want to bring it more in focus with our next guest, the president of the Parent Television Council. And that has to do with the Netflix show, 13 Reasons Why. Millions of children and teens recently watched another teen commit the most graphically explicit suicide ever depicted on TV. Did you hear that? Without any warnings, adding to this whole graphic nature, okay, no warnings to parents that such content existed. This according to Tim Winter, the Parents TV Council president, and I want to bring Tim on right now. Tim, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, good day to you and your listeners from Hollywood.
Hey, good to be talking to you live from Hollywood, the movie capital, and some of the most insane creative things that are happening here. What is going on here that, especially at a time when teen suicide has been on the rise, we're going to exacerbate the problem and somehow allow Netflix to run a program like this without any without any consequence?
Yeah, this is a show that most parents have never heard of, but I assure you, almost every high schooler and junior high schooler in the nation has. The show aired last year, and it was called 13 Reasons Why. And as you said, the whole story was about a high school girl who was bullied, sexually assaulted, raped, just horribly treated, and she felt such despair that after 13 episodes, each of which kind of was an explanation of why she killed herself. She took her own life, and as you said, the most explicit scene we have ever seen, ever produced about suicide. And after that show aired, and it was on Netflix, it wasn't on, you know, the traditional over-the-air networks, it was on Netflix. After it aired, the Google search term for how do I kill myself spiked up 26%. And so even the academicians are saying, hey, it's directly because of this show. And we don't know how many children actually chose to end their own life after binge watching the show. We know that there were reports of parents grieving over their children watching the show and taking their own lives. And you know, you threw a dart there at Hollywood, and you're right. Where are the stories from Hollywood about a child who felt such despair but then turned to something positive and found redemption? Where are the stories that can help prevent suicide? I mean, obviously, children taking their own lives after watching a show, it's not just the show. There are other issues at play, whether it's depression or mental health or who knows what other issues are going on. But you have a show that at least statistically shows a correlation between watching the show and a child ending their own life. We're trying to make sure that season two is about ready to be released by Netflix, that we are holding them accountable and making sure that parents across the nation are aware.
What would you think if the Netflix officers and family members were in and their children were vulnerable and they played that series for their children? Do you think that might alter their thinking a bit? Or are they just so disconnected from the culture and any kind of responsibility that for the sake of any kind of ratings or any kind of greed, they would do that? I don't see any redeeming value in a show like this that exacerbates a problem that we already have. I mean, we know about bullying. We know about suicide. This is it. We don't need to graphically, see it and somehow encourage our kids or help our kids who are standing on the brink to tip them over the side. I got to tell you, Tim, I am really shocked that parents across the country have not unsubscribed Netflix in one fell swoop just as a statement to say, hell no, this is unacceptable.
Yeah, you go back to your question of, you know, hypothetically, what if, you know, they were there with their kids? I would only be guessing. You were only guessing, but what we've heard them say, what they have told us, and what they say publicly, is that, and this isn't just Netflix, this is also the producers of the show, the actors of the show, the people who were behind the, producing and creating the show, have said, oh, we're trying to start a dialogue. And it's like, well, if you're going to start a dialogue, there are positive ways to do it and negative ways to do it. There's a rap song. There's a rap song. It was, I can't remember the name of it, but it's the name of the rap song is the phone number to the suicide hotline, National Suicide Hotline. And that song is credited with saving lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So here you have you have the entertainment media, producing something that actually saved lives, something used their platform for good. To say that to have such a dark and twisted show, and then say, well, we're trying to start a dialogue is so disingenuous. What's interesting is in the time that's surpassed, in the time that's passed since that show first aired, they have gone back and edited in now to when you watch the first season of the show, they have put in all sorts of warnings and dialogue for the staff saying, hey, if you're at risk, here's the phone number. But they still have the show. They still have the content.
Right.
So, but boy, it's, we wish people would either pick up the phone and unsubscribe to Netflix or do as we're doing and calling on them to give us options other than ever to pay for such trash to come into our home and harm our children.
Well, really, first of all, the responsibility is with the parents, and that's what we have to do. We have to protect our kids and understand that the portals into their minds have been so exponentially increased with social media today. I mean, the thinking by these myopic creative types is unbelievable. I mean, that's like saying, okay, I'm going to do a show on alcoholism and show people drinking, but I'm going to somehow justify it by giving some sort of warning in advance that here's the number to AA. But meanwhile, I'm going to remind you over the next 22 minutes and a half hour show of drinking and to really, tease your appetite. It's like, really? Come on.
It's funny, I often try to use such analogies when I'm explaining my point to folks. This is one of those shows where I can't find anything worse to have an analogy for. It is the worst possible scenario. I mean, what's the worst horror a parent could ever consider is their child in such despair that they would choose to do such a thing.
Exactly.
You just hit the nail right on the head there a second ago when you said that about social media. That's what's so different about this show. It streams on Netflix. It doesn't come on at a certain time where you have to turn on the TV and watch or record it. It comes to your cell phone, to your computer. You're not with your parents. You're outside the realm of your parents, and your parents think, well, we have the Netflix, and you can watch fun old TV shows that way. Yes, you can. But that's the sucker punch. What you don't realize is your children can also watch stuff that you have no idea it even exists, and they're doing it outside your purview, and you have absolutely no idea.
And somehow their hands are clean because they're sitting there wanting to start the dialogue. Maybe, Tim, we need to tell them the dialogue has already begun. It's what are you going to do to shape the resolution of that dialogue? How bold? I mean, this thing has been going on and picking up steam over the last decade. And now they say, oh, we want to start the dialogue by showing explicitly a suicide scene in this series. They're missing something. And again, I think I would encourage parents. I'm not necessarily one to promote boycotts. I believe in free speech. But I'll tell you, the only way some of these operations understand is when it hits them in the pocketbook, when there is direct consequences. And I believe Netflix deserves a consequence on this. Just my humble opinion. Parents Television Council President Tim Winter on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Tim.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight.
You know what so many people are realizing about this country? It is about liberty, and a liberty that comes from God, not from a political party. This is why our founding fathers, gave us the Constitution and put the power in the hands of we, the people. But if we don't exercise that right and responsibility, that position of authority, then you have the U.S. government that you have today that is in tatters. I want to bring on Jenny Beth Martin now, the president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are you doing?
I'm great. It's so good to be with you.
Always good to be talking to you. The Beltway is in tatters right now. The credibility of the FBI, James Comey, his book tour, all this stuff that's coming out, Jenny Beth, the things that the Tea Party Patriots, that, God-fearing Americans have sensed all along that something was not right, whether it was with the IRS, the EPA, how they had been weaponized and working against the people's interest. It's all coming to be exposed right now, is it not?
It really is. What you just mentioned about the IRS and the Tea Party targeting, and also we should remember what happened to Cheryl Atkinson and several others during the Obama years. I think that we just saw a continuation of it, and it wasn't just in the IRS. It wasn't just in one agency or department. It seems like it was. There was a deep problem within the government where people are acting on very political intentions, and they are using their positions of authority to they're weaponizing their positions of authority. Mm-hmm. That's the way I would describe it, weaponizing their positions of authority against those with whom they disagree.
Without the election process whatsoever, not one vote, out of what Donald Trump has characterized as the deep state, James Comey said, we're not exactly the deep state. He considers himself to be a ballast. So he is a self-appointed balancer of reason because he, like Jonathan Gruber and many within the Obama administration who have declared themselves, think that America just doesn't have the wherewithal to know how to lead themselves.
Right. And he that's not his job. That's not his job. And quite frankly, the American people picked Donald Trump to be the leader of this country. And you may not want to follow his lead. You don't even have to. But he's the president. And that's
exactly
his, part of his duty and responsibility as the president. And the American people knew exactly what they were getting when they voted for Donald Trump, and he still won the election. He won it fairly and squarely, despite the fact that we're seeing from these actors, and maybe actors is the wrong word, but these players within the deep state, these employees of the federal government, that they were making decisions based on what they thought the outcome of the election would be. And they were deciding how far to investigate, what kind of charges may or may not be brought to bear, based on how they thought the elections were going to turn out and who they thought the president would be. And they're so deeply out of touch with America, they
exactly
didn't get that right.
Right, exactly. And the mainstream media needs to be indicted in this as well. I'm really disappointed that they have abandoned their reason to exist, their responsibility to we the people. And they left us hanging, and they have filled us with fake news. They continue to bombard this president. 90% of the reporting is anti-Trump. And, you know, but in spite of that, as you say, the facts cannot be denied. Look at what's happening in our country, the economy, how it's developing, our stature on the international stage. We're going to have a meeting with the North Korean despot. Are you kidding me? All these things that are happening that are very positive. We are on the brink of becoming, the first time in our lifetime, Jenny Beth, energy independent and possibly even energy dominant, all because of this president and so many other things that we could talk about. But no, let's ignore those and let's put the people that got us in this mess back in control once again. Really? That's what you want to do?
It's I don't think that that's what I know that's what I don't want to do. And I think that
right,
people across this country actually do not want to see that happen. And we're going to have to be active. We have a lot of work to do between now and November to prevent that. But what you were just saying about the media, the media has an agenda as well. I try so hard not to give the media a hard time. I just kind of accept they're going to be biased. They have a job to do. They do the job the way they think they need to so that they have the bottom line they want to, because at the end of the day, they're going to be concerned about profits the way all businesses are. But you are right. They're very biased, and it shows in the programming, in the news reporting, in so much of what we see on our televisions and screens and devices.
Well, I hold them into account, Jenny Beth, because unlike most businesses, they get a free rein. I mean, the freedom of the press, oh my goodness. I mean, the breadth in which they can operate all under that principle is incredible. And with it, I believe, comes an incredible amount of equal responsibility that needs to be exercised. And shame on them for not doing that. And I'm just calling them out now. I'm not expecting you to. I think we're all in that process. I've just been processing this more and more. And I think with all the money and the resources that they have, they could be better serving us and holding the political process in higher account. Get off an agenda. But let's do right by we the people and the U.S. Constitution, or are they sold out like so many other government officials that say really what we want is we want Marxism and socialism? If they do, then, you know, go ahead, have the courage, declare yourself, and let's move on and call it a day. But, you know, the main thing, we got off track just a little bit because I wanted to talk to you. You talked about activism. And again, I allowed all that you know, Tea Party Patriots have been doing in terms of igniting the activism within the spirit of Americans. And you're doing this again with a Stand for the Second, a student-led, student-driven movement, organizing walkouts at high schools across America come May the 2nd to stand for the Second Amendment. Tell us about that, Jenny Beth.
Well, there's an 18-year-old high school student from New Mexico. Will Riley is his name. And he started StandForTheSecond.com. We were already working to try to help our supporters whose children and grandchildren or are part, maybe they're a student themselves, who were dealing with the walkouts from March and trying to help them be able to advocate for the Second Amendment. I saw what Will was doing, and we merged efforts, and we are helping him organize these students across the country. We have about 300 events planned around the country at schools. These are students who are going to stand for the second only for 16 minutes, and they're asking their school administration essentially for equal treatment. If you gave the other side 17 minutes to walk out of school so they could be for gun control, then we want only 16. We aren't even asking for the same amount of time for the Second Amendment. And, oh, my goodness, these kids are so inspirational. Will is, like I said, a high school senior, 18 years old. He graduates on May 18th, and he's planning these events across the country. Wow. This weekend he texted me and said, I'm sorry I couldn't get back to you. I was at my senior prom. He's taking time out of his normal life to help. There are kids all across this country who are just as active and motivated. They're getting on conference calls with us. And what I'm encouraging everyone who's listening to do, find out if a school in your area is represented. And if it's not, if you know a student who's standing for the Second Amendment and loves our freedom, encourage them to go to StandForTheSecond.com and sign up. We'll help them. We'll connect them with Will Riley, and we'll make sure that they've got the tools and resources they need so they can stand for the second.
And parents, you need to be there to come alongside, because you know that there are going to be some faculty members and administrations that are not going to go along with this, okay? So you're entering into the fray, but this is what activism is all about, so that you can make a difference. Jenny Beth Martin on Bill Martinez Live. As always, Jenny Beth, website real quick.
For today, let's give out StandForTheSecond.com.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. And right here, right now, as always, James Hurston. Yes, the one and only New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Doing fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I guess that as a legal analyst, it just keeps on coming, huh? Like the hits of the 60s and 70s?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I mean, it's hard to keep track of all the legal issues that keep piling up, especially in the light of, you know, the cabal, the group that has conspired together to basically undo the 2016 election.
Yeah, but that's the palace Templars, you know, that consider themselves to be in charge of ballast. You know, you got to maintain the ballast, and they are self-appointed and operating in the shadows. They say we're not exactly the deep state. Well, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. You're not the deep state, but you're some sort of shadow operation that's going on.
No, and we've seen over about a year and a half, we've seen, untold numbers of people being interviewed by federal investigators, millions of pages of documents being procured, early morning raids on people that were cooperating with the investigation, right, like Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen, tens of millions of dollars being spent. And if they had found anything that would show the so-called Russian collusion, it would have been leaked, and they found zero. They found nothing. So now we have this. It's just, it's audacious. It's ridiculous. It's outrageous. I sound like Jackie the lawyer on Seinfeld. The Democratic National Committee has the nerve to file what is a sham, frivolous lawsuit, and then issue a press release about it. They filed it in federal court. They've named, you know, what's interesting is the DNC is the plaintiff. Hillary Clinton is not a plaintiff. Hillary Clinton is not mentioned hardly at all, and it's against mainly the Trump campaign and WikiLeaks, and then, of course, the Russian government. And this is at the same time as all this negative press has come out You know, it's very telling that we've seen, you know, James Comey's book tour turn into a disaster, a very notable criminal referral from the Inspector General Michael Horowitz, a man appointed by Barack Obama, has now given a criminal referral to the Justice Department for Andrew McCabe and announced that the Inspector General is inspecting James Comey. This is the first time in public that right. we've heard that. And then President Trump's poll numbers are going into the stratosphere. It's hitting higher numbers, it seems, every week. And we have the amazing possibility of a summer surprise of the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, which is looking more and more optimistic all the time. So the DNC, which is broke and in debt, is painted into a corner. What can we do, they say. So they pull out Saul Alinsky. Mm. And Saul Alinsky taught, when you're accused of something, point to the other person. Blame them for what you're doing. So that's what they did. They came up with a lawsuit. Because, Rick, we have to remember, this is the DNC, none other than Donna Brazile pointed out that this DNC rigged their primary. They also are the DNC that refused to turn over the computer server that they claimed was hacked by the Russians. And they have the nerve to go out and sue and subject themselves and a host of witnesses to the discovery process. As a matter of fact, the Republicans have already responded, and so has President Trump, rightly so. Hey, we're looking forward to conduct exactly. discovery, meaning subpoena documents, depose witnesses, and the list is endless.
Well, James, this is stupid on so many levels. First of all, as you say, self-incrimination comes into play. They think that the American people are just so stupid and so low on the memory level that they're going to forget all this stuff that they have done. And, you know, so they're exposing themselves, I mean, pretty much the same way that Hillary's been doing on her tour. You got Comey now self-incriminating himself on his tour. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, the thing that even makes this worse is it's not like they're paying for this. You know, the special counsel, all this stuff, we the people are paying for this sham. After, you know, we're down the road more than 12 months of discovery here, and what does Mueller have to show for it?
Nothing. Zero. Nada. Mm-hmm. Zip. And a lot of, you know, really outrageous acts by Mueller, and, of course, his ties with Rod Rosenstein and James Comey are well known, and fill him with conflicts of interest. It's an illicit investigation. And interestingly enough, as far as this lawsuit, CNN's chief political analyst, Gloria Borger, always on the left side, has called the DNC lawsuit, quote, a 100% stunt. And here's the key point. It's designed to raise money. You mentioned, you know, that how could people, they think people are that stupid. They know that their donors are that stupid. So I have a prediction for you. I think that this lawsuit will be dropped very quietly right after the midterm elections, because even the Democrats are saying, Claire McCaskill, Jackie Speier, are out there saying, hey, this is not a good idea.
No.
I think smart Democrats are going to say, and I bet Hillary Clinton's people will come out and say, I don't like this lawsuit. Get rid of it, because they could depose Hillary Clinton.
Well, sure. Well, this is like crazy. I mean, the sleeping dogs are lying. No, let's wake them up. And it's bad enough that she's out there on tour doing everything she can to awaken the sleeping dog. And now Comey, now you got Tom Perez and the DNC off the hinge here. And as you say, they're following a tried and effect, and it's been effective in the past, procedure for them, but this might be the one too many times that they go to the well on this one.
No, it's true. Well, it's a redo. 1972, they did something like this with Nixon during the Watergate era. But that was a completely different investigation, which actually involved a real crime.
Yes.
We don't
imagine
have a
that.
Crime
right.
here.
Mm-hmm.
They had proof of a crime that started the investigation. It was a petty crime, but it was a crime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the interesting thing, you mentioned Tom Perez. He issues a press release, and I have to say, I can't use polite euphemism with Tom Perez. This man is an idiot. This guy, I don't know how the Democratic Party got stuck with this guy as leader. Maybe it was because the threat of Keith Ellison, you know, the only Muslim in Congress being the leader of the DNC, they were scared of that. But this man is a fool. He comes out with a press release which uses the language I said in my article. It's stuff we've heard on MSNBC and CNN for a year. And in his press release, he says the lawsuit was filed because, quote, Russia launched an all-out assault on our democracy, close quote, in an act of, quote, unprecedented treachery, close quote. By the way, this kind of talk is detrimental for the world. This is so irresponsible to be demonizing a superpower in this world and doing so without evidence.
Exactly.
Because what it does is it upsets the critical balance that has been achieved by long-term relationships behind the scenes between intelligence operatives on both sides. And the fact is, they are doing it because they believe it's politically expedient at the risk of American security.
Exactly.
National security. It is the height of irresponsibility. And the audaciousness is that we're talking about the same entity. I think there's five top officials that were forced out because of the DNC scandal that Donna Brazile describes, including the discredited Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and they have the nerve to come out with a lawsuit, essentially against the Republicans. It's right out of Saul Alinsky, but it's not well thought through. That's what Jackie Speier said.
Yeah.
She's a Democrat representative from California. She said it was ill-conceived, which is a polite way of saying it's a really stupid move.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, how would you like to be Donald Trump having to deal with this kind of idiocy? I mean, on one hand, you know, from a political advantage, you go, yeah, but what you're doing is disturbing the force internationally. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we've got our hands full with Russia right now, dealing with, you know, North Korea, dealing with issues in the Middle East and Syria. And that's all we need to do is be rattling the cages outside of what the State Department and our president and this administration is trying to accomplish with Russia. Right. Good timing. We got about 30 seconds left here, James. I'll let you summarize this.
Well, I'll tell you this. You brought up Trump, and I have to say this, whether you love him or hate him, whether you like his personality or not, or you like his tweets or not, you must admit there is no politician from either party that could put up with what he's put up with for over a year, not just from the Mueller investigation, but from the mainstream media, from the Republican establishment, from the Democratic Party, being attacked from the late-night shows, from Hollywood, this constant barrage.
Well, we'll leave it right there. James Hurston on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that?